Clear Channel 650 WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee, bringing you the broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 986th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring the Cherokee cowboy, Ray Price.
I couldn't sleep last night, just walked the floor. Don't know how I'll stand this anymore. Lonely all the time since I lost you. Received your invitation to the blues. Caused me such pain. I just hope I never go through this much again.
Thanks for sending something I can't use. Received your invitation to the blues.
Laughter from this world of mine. Thanks to you, the sun will never shine.
Walk the floor so much, wore out my shoes. Received your invitation to the blues.
I don't know why you caused me pain. I just hope I never go through this much again.
Lonely me, I don't know what to do. Received your invitation to the blues.
Well, sir, thank you. Thanks a whole lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, how about telling the folks who's on the show with us tonight?
Glad to, Ray. Well, Rod Brasfield is with us, and Miss June Carter.
Yes, sir, and Chester Atkins.
Yeah, there's Spring Bean, Tommy Jackson, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our very special guest from Texas, Charlie Walker. Yeah! Now, here's the world's champion babysitter, provided the babies are pretty girls, 17 years old or better, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Howdy, Ray Price.
Well, hello, Rod.
Doggone, it's good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you, too. What in the world have you got?
Have you seen my elephant anywhere?
Your elephant?
Yeah, all I've got left of him is his snout.
Wait a minute, Rod. You don't mean snout. You mean trunk.
Trunk?
Yeah, that's right. Not snout. It's trunk.
That one in front's his trunk.
That's right.
Well, this one come from the back end. Is that his little overnight satchel?
Boy, I'm telling you, I don't know what to do with you.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, Rock.
I just had my family tree looked up.
You did?
Yeah, well, that is, they started to look up my family tree and found out it was a nut-bearing type, and they... I quit.
I can believe that. I'll guarantee you.
I'm going to start talking different tonight, Mr. Price.
You are?
Yes, sir. I'm going to start talking different tonight. Instead of saying, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking fine or something, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, good evening, ladies, you're looking charming tonight. Good evening, gentlemen, you're just looking.
I see what you mean.
Some of us are too old to look.
Well, that's right.
You take me, for instance, now. You know, it's funny. Life is funny. I used to just hop around and feel my oats.
Yeah.
Now I just sit around and rub my corns.
Oh, I'm telling you.
My nose has been itching me all day, Ray.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's a sign I'm going to have company, ain't it?
Right. Right.
What happens if my head starts itching?
That means you got company already.
guess you heard that.
That makes me so mad. Hey, Ray.
Yeah, Rock.
You know my Uncle John's little boy, Bowser?
Yeah, he's that tow-headed one.
Yeah, well, he started to school last Monday.
He did?
Yeah, school started in Hornwall last Monday.
Yeah.
And Bowser started, and... Teacher says to him, she's trying to teach him arithmetic there, you know.
Yeah.
She said, Bowser, if you put your hand in your pocket and found a quarter, and then you put your other hand in your other pocket and found 50 cents, what would you have? But he says, somebody else's britches.
Yeah, I'll tell you right. You know, talking about down Hornwall, how's your gal friend Susie?
Susie?
Yeah.
Oh, she's fine, Ray. She's fine. Just getting fat and sassier every day. You
well,
know.
Y'all getting along all right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Just doing fine. I went over to see her the other night, had a date with her. And her mama had just bought her some beautiful lace curtains for her winders.
Yeah.
And she put them up and looked at them and said they're so thin that you could see right through them.
Yeah.
So she took them down and made her a dress out of them. It is a pretty dress.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a date with her that night, and I said to her, I said, Susie, curtains are no curtains. That's a beautiful dress.
Real pretty. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to the picture show, and we were sitting there in the picture show.
Yeah.
And the fella come up there on the stage before the picture show started, and he made a little speech and said, curtain goes up in 5 minutes. Susie fainted.
Kind of scared her, huh?
Ray, you know they're making curtains and dresses and clothes and things out of everything nowadays.
Yeah, that's right, Rod. Science is a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing, sure I'm is. Telling you. They're making ladies' stockings out of wood, coal, and rubber nowadays.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Nowadays, if a girl gets a run in her stockings, she don't know if she's got a splinter, clinker, or a blowout.
I'm telling you, if Rod didn't have such an honest face, I'd swear he was stretching the truth just a little. But be that as it may, we've got a great guest here with us tonight. So let's give a great big old Opry welcome to the tall, good-looking boy from San Antonio, Texas, Charlie Walker.
Yeah!
Hi, Ray.
Charlie, I want to welcome you to the grand old Opry.
Well, Ray, we're really real glad to be here, and I mean real glad, too.
Well, you know, Charlie, now that Alaska is the biggest state in the Union, how do the folks down in Texas feel about the whole thing?
Well, pretty good. You know, we call it North Texas now.
Yeah. Well, I see Texas hadn't changed much since I left, Charlie. You know, I know you're a real good disc jockey down in Texas, and you spin a lot of records. But tonight, you're here to sing your new record. So how about getting on with it?
Love to, Ray. We'd like to do our brand new Columbia record called Pick Me Up on Your Way Down.
Just a while, now you're putting on the style, and you've never once looked back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and all alone. When their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down. Haughty and so rude, your new friends can take the blame. Underneath, you're still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you as you tumble to the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and all alone. When their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then and they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Say, Rod, do you know what next Monday is?
Why, Flitter, yes, Mr. Price. It's Labor Day, and I have written me a poem about it.
Well, let me hear it.
Oh, Labor Day, once more you've come to call. But what stumps me is why the name when nobody works at all.
Well, Rod, you know, Labor Day comes on a Monday, so it gives us a long weekend, and everybody has time to relax. And you do know how to relax, don't you, Rod?
Oh, can't say that I do.
Well, it's a sense nobody can relax unless he's comfortable. And if you're a pipe smoker, Prince Albert smoking tobacco gives you the most comfortable smoke ever.
Oh, Mr. Price, I know that.
Yes, sir. PA is always fresh, and it's crimp cut to pack right and burn even and slow. Tastes good, too, because the special PA process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
And Prince Albert, in an OCB paper, is great for making cigarettes, too. Rolls easy and smokes are good.
Yes, sir. So pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the best. Light up with mild, mellow Prince Albert for a cool, comfortable smoke. Now here's Tommy Jackson is fiddling all the opera square dancers with a grand old tune, Stony Point.
By yourself, swing, mong, swing, song, swing, little girl, mong, song, wave, that ocean, wave, it's seen, wave, that's where the girl home with me. Just go and take a little swing, it's on, by yourself, swing, mong, swing, song, swing, and yes, and watch it all, lady on the inside, just come here, all hands up and dance by, wave, left, and just the right, dance like a dancer, fair night, now turn it down, you're going on, dancing, meet your father, no, all you need is sweet little smile, hey, little tune, and go all round. Later on, ladies, get on the stove. Later on, Jim, Jim, don't throw your hands up. Go and on the stove. Everybody, better night.
Thank you, thank you. Tommy Jackson and the square dance set was really something. You know, I even noticed Grant Turner and just about everybody here on the stage had a real lot of fun at the dancing. Which brings us down to hymn time on the Grand Ole Opry. A time that all of us have come to like just a whole lot. The simplicity and spiritual uplift that comes from the singing is a bright spot in our day. Here's one I like, and I hope you do, too. It goes something like this.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God is close. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Well, thank you. Thanks a whole lot. But right now, we got to get on with things and introduce our next featured performer. He's the king of the guitar players, Chester Atkins with Oh, By Jingo. Thank you. Yes, sir. Chet Atkins with Oh By Jingo. That was real great, Chester. Thanks a lot. But right now, we come down to a part of the show I always like. Because it's time to introduce that gabby, gossipy gal from the Ozarks, Ms. June Carter.
Hello there, old Ray Price.
Hello, June.
I've been up in East Tennessee this last week. I went up there to see my mommy, Maybelle.
Yeah?
I went on a big hunting trip.
You did?
Yeah, I shot lions in the morning, and I shot lions at dinner, and shot lions in the evening.
June.
I shot lions
June.
All over East Tennessee.
June. I hate to say it, but there ain't no lions in East Tennessee.
That's what I say. I shot them all.
I'm telling you.
And I want to sell you my shooting dog. I mean, you know, yeah. I got a dog I want to sell you, Ray. I want to talk to you about it. It's a nice old dog, and everybody ought to have a dog.
June, I don't want no dog.
Well, a dog kind of fills an empty space in everybody's life, especially if it's a hot dog. And listen...
June, I don't want no dog.
Well, this one ain't much. Can't really tell you the truth, Ray. This morning, he eat my shoes. That smart aleck did.
He did?
Yes, sir. Just chewed up my good pair of shoes. I fixed him, though, buddy. I eat every dog biscuit he had before I left tonight.
June, I'm telling you, I don't want your hound dog.
Don't you like dogs?
No,
this
yeah.
is a good dog. This is a whopper. He's a good burglar dog, is what he is.
Burglar dog?
Yes, sir. Last night he caught a burglar out there, caught him with his teeth, held him with his paws, and beat him to death with his tail. It ain't every dog that can do that.
June, I still don't want your dog.
Well, I gotta sell you something. How about a hen? I'll sell you a hen.
I don't want no hen.
I got a good hen.
Yeah.
This is a hen up there at the barn, and she lays eggs is what she does.
She does?
Yeah. She's a good old hen. She had a miraculous happen out there this morning.
She did?
Yeah. I was down at the barn and seen it. In she come and down she sought and laid her egg and up she got. She did?
June, I don't want no hen.
You don't want no hen?
No.
How about a rabbit? I'll sell you a rabbit. I got a rabbit out there you ought to have.
Why?
Well... A rabbit, I'm a funny thing. Him ain't got no tail, almost hardly. When him run. When him hop, and when him set on him tail, which him ain't got, almost hardly. You don't want no rabbit. Huh?
I don't want no rabbit.
How about a dog? We come back to
no,
the dog.
No. June, I don't want no rabbit. I tell you what I'll do. I'll sell you a dog.
I know you got a dog for sale.
That's right.
I saw that dog for sale that you had in the paper this morning. Y'all already seen that ad. I brought it for you all to see the ad that he put in the paper about his dog. Large dog for sale. Will eat anything. Very fond of children. If y'all got any young'uns you don't like very well, buy his dog. That's all I can say. I leave you folks tonight with a little thought about a dog. Every dog has its day, unless it breaks its tail, and then it has a weekend, if it does.
Well, Ray, I see you got your pipe out and going. I reckon it's safe for me to ask what brand of tobacco you got in it.
Prince Albert, naturally, Grant. Prince Albert gives me a real comfortable smoke.
Comfortable smoke. Now, that's what so many folks say when they talk about Prince Albert. Of course, they got lots of other reasons for liking PA. It's always fresh. It's crimp cut, so it burns even and cool. Tastes good, too. And that's because the special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
Well, I like a making cigarette sometimes, too, Grant. And PA in an OCB paper can't be beat. Rolls easy and smokes good.
You bet. Pipe smokers and making men all agree. For tops in smoking taste, in smoking comfort, you just can't beat Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now it's time we heard from our guest again, so here he is back for the second time to sing another of his big Columbia records, Charlie Walker with Two Empty Arms.
The one that I love just walked right out on me. The blues just stepped in to keep me company. It's like a crazy dream. I just don't understand the way I let my future slip right through my hands. Now I've got two empty arms with no one to hold, two lonely lips that are fast growing cold, a heart with no sweetheart to love and keep it warm. Oh, please come back to me and my two empty arms. It hurts to know I've lost the one I still adore. I never hear my name on her lips anymore. I'll always see her eyes when they smile at someone new. It's my memories my empty arms are clinging to. Now I've got two empty arms with no one to hold, two lonely lips that are fast growing cold, a heart with no sweetheart to love and keep it warm. Oh, please come back to me and my two empty arms.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you so much. And thanks for being along with us on the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Now it's time to introduce another featured performer here at the Grand Ole Opry. But actually, he doesn't need any introduction because you all know him and you like him a lot. Here he is, banjo and all, String Bean.
Well, I ain't got no money, got no place to stay, got no place to lay my head, chicken prawns are day. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm going away to stay. I'm gonna go down to old Joe Clark, tell the reason why. Can't get through his garden spot, turn down his rye. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell to say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm going away to stay. I went down to old Joe Clark, he wasn't at home. Placed myself in a rocking chair and rocked Joe come home. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell to say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm going away to stay.
Yes, sir. String Bean, and just in case you didn't know it, old Joe Clark. Thank you a lot, String. That was a great performance. Isn't that right, Grant?
Well, it sure was, Ray, but now I've got a little request to make.
Well, you go right ahead, Grant.
Ray, I happen to know that you got three records in the charts these days, which in itself is quite a record. But what I want to know now is something about your personals.
Well, Grant, we've been working quite a bit all over the country, and we're going to take about a week off. But Sunday week, that's tomorrow week, we're going to play up in Anderson, Indiana for a day. And then we're going on down to the grand state of Texas and play just a whole lot of personal appearances down there.
Well, that's going to keep you busy. But now, how about singing one of those hit Columbia records for us, Ray? Here he is, neighbors. Ray Price with one of his big hit tunes, City Lights.
A bright array of city lights as far as I can see. The great white wave shines through the night on lonely guys like me. The cabarets and honky-tonks, they're flashing signs and lights. A broken heart to lose itself in the glow of city lights. I'd say forget her name and a glass of sherry wine. I'd set off for other girls for empty hearts like mine. They paint a perfect picture of a world that's
just a mask for loneliness behind the city lights. The world was dark and God made stars to brighten up the night. But God, who put those stars above, I don't believe made those lights. Or it's just a place for men to cry when things don't turn out right. Just a place to run away and hide behind those city lights. Lights that say forget her love in a different atmosphere. Lights that lure are nothing but a masquerade for tears. They paint a pretty picture that my arms keep holding tight, and I just can't say I love you to a street of city lights.
That's it, neighbors. We got to get out of here. But I just want to say that it sure was nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And next week, Farron Young will be riding herd on the outfit, and he'll have Jim Reeves as long as his gift. This is Ray Price saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
More people smoke Camels today than any other cigarette of any kind. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.